Good morning. Thank you for those that could make it out this morning. It's good to have you here with us this morning. I just reiterate what Pastor said. It's a blessing to know that we are saved, and that's the reason that we are stepping forward, taking that step of faith, following him in believer's baptism. So I'll read through what I've written, and I'll see how I go. I'll try and keep it at a pace that everybody can hear and understand. So my name is John Harvey. I had the blessing of being raised in a Christian home. With my mum, dad and a younger brother. I had the blessing of godly heritage. I don't think we can overstate how much of a blessing that is, to have grandparents on both sides and my parents being saved. And before I was born and up to about the age of six, they were attending here under the ministry of Pastor Ian Weston. I had the blessing of attending Northside until the age of about six. I said to Brother Paul he'd get a mention this morning. I distinctly remember the Sunday school here, and remember Brother Paul and just Josiah Williams as well, and doing the offering back here in these back rooms for Sunday school. So I do remember that. I remember the teachers explaining God's word, and specifically God's love being explained to me. During the week, when at school up here in Salisbury East, my first year level teacher, Mrs. Venable, explained that God died for us to save us from our sins and from hell. I remember going home and asking that day, my mum and dad going through Bible verses, but all I could think about was the consequences of sin, eternity and hell. I didn't at that stage understand the reason for the consequence. That reason for hell, eternity and hell, was the consequence, my sin. I did not understand that God wanted to save me, but I prayed that I didn't want to go to hell. Looking back at this time, I believe the Lord kept me by his grace, by my full potential in the flesh, and delivered me from my sin when I called upon him later in life, as it evidenced by my teenage years. My parents moved from Northside Baptist Church here, finding another church called Oasis Baptist Church in Salisbury. I continued to attend with my parents, however, I continued to struggle to do the Christian thing. I knew lying was wrong, but there was no power to stop it. I knew that the scriptures spoke of obedience to parents, but I continued to disobey. I remember that at the age of 13, while still attending Oasis Baptist Church, and another young man that was there was to be baptised as well. My pastor at that stage asked me if I was saved and wanted to be baptised, and I saw no reason to be baptised because I thought I was saved as a child. As I progressed into the teenage years, some of my school friends around me looked to the world's pleasures, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Some looked to drugs, others to alcohol, some to self-harm, others to rock music, some to perverse images and speech. I praise God, I believe, because of my parents' prayers, that he prevented me from going headlong after this group. I'm thankful for that. However, I was exposed to imagery that would become my secret sin that I indulged in without anybody knowing. At the age of 16, I got my driver's license, and praise the Lord, he once again intervened. I moved from that school away to another school. These friends proceeded to go into the world of drinking and drugs and alcohol. During this time of change, the Lord led my parents and I to look for a young adult or a youth group to attend. How's that for a plug for Northside's youth group? I attended a few other Baptist youth groups, but eventually, through a contact at Northside, my parents suggested attending Northside's young adults. I distinctly remembering how different it was, that Northside's young adults, with a large portion of it spent in God's word and with discussion around God's word. I know, looking at other churches, a lot of time was spent in games and whatever else, but I distinctly remember coming here and it was very much about the word of God, for which I'm thankful. Struggling with my sin, I remember one night that stuck in my mind was when the young ladies and the young men had a separate session at young adults. Brother Brad Proctor spoke about a series called Slaying the Dragon, or Soundly Saved. It was based around the verses in Job 31:1-4. I made a covenant with mine eyes, why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways, and count all my steps? And Psalms 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I remember verses such as Psalm 119:9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. I struggled for many months with this, finding no power over the flesh, for the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. It came to a point where I was in my room. I remember crying because there was no ability to do what the Lord has asked me to do in his word. The Lord recalled to mind 1 John 3:7-9. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteousness, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Following this, remember being in my bedroom and calling out to the Lord along these lines. I called out to the Lord to save me, to make his child, faith and repentance towards the Lord Jesus Christ. The prayer was something to the effect of, Lord, if I am not saved, I do not want to leave this unresolved. Lord, I believe that you came to this earth and died for my sins. Lord, I do not know how you could love me because my sin is so great in your sight. But Lord, I beg you, please forgive me for my sins. I do not want my sin anymore. I do not want to live under its power. Lord, I do not wish to live in a pattern of sin. Make me clean and pure. Lord, forgive me and help me to go forward in your life-giving power. I remember that after this prayer to the Lord, the Bible started to make sense. I had a desire to read his word. I was able, by his grace, to cast off things in my life that had power over me. The Lord, through his word and his spirit, helped me to rid my life of things that I found pleasure in, my violent books and lustful images. But a peace that passes all understanding was also present, that peace that only comes from the Lord. I remember seeking out help from books to help me grow. I remember one book that distinctly that was recommended to me by Brother Bobby Buren, The Great Doctrines of the Bible, which is a very good book, but we also have a very good system here as well that Pastor has been going through, the A to Z, very similar. A few years ago, I was asked my testimony by Pastor Simeon. It was quite a few years ago now. I related to him that I was saved as a child and baptized at 13. But my reply to the pastor was about my salvation troubled me. I brushed it off, you know, just normal uncertainty. A few years later, Corinne was also baptized here at Northside, as she believed that she had also been baptized before being born again. Once again, the Spirit of the Lord prompted me, but I brushed it off saying, no, I was saved when I was a child. Leading up to camp this year, Bible reading had become a chore, prayer hard and dry. The Lord was still there. I know that. The Lord never leaves us. But the well was dry. There was nothing within that I could draw upon because we need the Lord within us and working through us. Pastor Jason spoke at camp about being fully surrendered, ready to obey and follow. I remember praying to the Lord, I'm willing, I will obey and follow. But that still small voice prompted me once again to the thought of believers' baptism. However, this time, glad to say, the Lord humbled me and I'm able to stand here this morning saying that my salvation was at the age of 17, crying out to the Lord for his mercy and his grace to save me. So here I stand this morning, only a sinner saved by grace, taking the step of identifying with our Saviour in his death, burial and resurrection, raised unto new life. Amen.